Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hour 4 of the Nation here on a Cowboys Monday. How much are you thinking about being sellers at the deadline? We have something juicy coming up for you at 5:20. Time now for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's the Chief.
877-881-1053. What is your newspaper headline for the Dallas Cowboys disaster in Denver yesterday? Brought us very crotch first as soon as we went to commercial in the middle of Walchuk's beautiful RS Diamond Broker live read. Mimicking and miming with his thumbs pointed back at himself. I got the best headline. I got the best headline. Now, of course, he just had to run to the ladies' room real quick. But now he's back with confidence. Broadus believes he has the unequivocal number one Cowboys newspaper headline today. Take it away, Super Bowl champ.
I don't think I've seen this one. Altitude sickness.
Oh, I like that. That's strong.
Is that somebody? Has somebody done this one?
Oh, man.
Woo, that's great.
Oh, you went all in.
Altitude sickness. Golly.
Has somebody already done this?
Man, I think that was a Dallas Morning News headline.
That today?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. See, I don't look at the paper.
I'm just ball sack.
I don't think anybody ran with it.
I was trying to work in an altitude situation. I couldn't do it. I think you did a great job with that.
You crushed it.
Okay. So I was trying to maneuver altitude and try and play on words, and I couldn't figure it out, but your brain over there made it happen.
See, I was workshopping some things, and I'm sitting there thinking, somebody asked me, because this morning with Votch and I were all talking, and I said, give me a headline, and I said altitude sickness.
Yeah,
and I didn't know, like, when you said it, when you guys were laughing, you were doing that the Goodfellas laugh. I thought, oh geez, that was the morning news.
I just wanted to make you feel weird.
Feel like crap.
No,
but Eric told me he was workshopping Dookie Dak is back.
That's not true. That is simply not.
But yeah, I just,
not true. I hate you for even saying that. But the Cowboys fans are, the Tolos are 860. My headline for yesterday would be Dak in playoff form.
Come on.
Oof.
Don't put this on Dak.
Oof.
Be better than that.
Yeah.
I got altitude sickness once. We were up skiing on Mount Hood. And the U.S. ski team trains there in the summer because they got a glacier up there.
Sure.
So you take the lifts that you normally take all the way to the top of the regular skiing, and then you ski over to the side, and there's a summer skiing available. So we go up there, and I don't know what it is, 7,000-8,000 feet or something. But about halfway through the day, I was like getting headache, getting sick.
You need to ride the lift with me.
I don't know if that would have fixed it.
I carry first aid gear.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been right on
time. The Blue
time,
Dolphin would have set you straight.
I had to carry.
Yeah, hallucinogens is what you bring.
Yeah, you're tripping up there while you're skiing.
I settled for a nap in the parking lot. I think I fell asleep under the car for about 3 hours. Fixed me up pretty good.
Dude, it is miserable. It just stops you dead in your tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Yeah, I'm excited to chat with Ferguson on Thursday. Like, how much of an impact did that have on you from an altitude standpoint?
Zero catches.
Yeah, that was not good.
It's good defense.
Okay.
Not even the check down was available. Unbelievable how often Dak had to pull that thing down and run, and he did a pretty good job of it. That's one of the maybe the only positive takeaway. I think 6 carries for 30 yards.
He was having to scramble at a rapid rate yesterday.
He was scrambled.
There wasn't much open, and the pressure was there. It was frustrating, and the Cowboys defense struggled. One of my favorite moments in the game was like to start the fourth quarter. Bo Nix finally got hit by Ezeraku as he threw the ball. Still a big play. But of course you had Jim Nance just saying Nick's hit for the first time in this game.
Yeah.
And there was like 14 minutes to go.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we didn't spend a lot of time talking about it last week, but Denver's got a pretty dang good offensive line.
That, what is it? Quinn Miners.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean,
he's like a toothless guy, and he showed up to the Senior Bowl. He wore like the Ezekiel Elliott crop top.
Half shirt, yeah.
Like that.
He's a savage. That's how he's a baller.
Yeah. Well, but you know what's funny? We talked about where to attack the right side of the. They got 5 pressures in the game. It was all on the right side. It was Miners and it was.
McGlinchey.
We said if you're going to attack the Broncos, it's the right side of their offensive line. Those the only 5 pressures they gave up was on that side of the line.
Well, in the run game.
Oh, Miners, he was running downfield.
He was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, they're the first team in NFL history with 35 or more sacks and 10 or fewer sacks allowed in their first 8 games of the season. So they've been really good along the offensive line.
And part of the reason why, though, too, is, I mean, they're throwing screens. They're throwing line of scrimmage passes. This was the first time all season that Sean Payton felt confident enough in his quarterback because he was going up against the Cowboys defense to just drop back, have all the time in the world, and start working on like 7-on-7 level open windows.
7 of 13 for 150 yards and 3 TDs per next gen of plays over 10 air yards.
Yeah.
So he was confident and comfortable.
It was a get-right game for the Broncos offense for sure. That touchdown from Harvey.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah. That was my guy. I freaking loved our
new headline. New headline?
How about this one? I don't know if they use this one, Dawson. Here we go. Rocky Mountain Sigh.
Ooh. Oh, that's pretty good. The 254 did just come in with Rocky Mountain Low, which is another playoff for Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
Dallas is bucked with a B.
Yeah, bucked by the Broncos. I like that. Broncos bucked the Cowboys. Seeing quite a bit of that. Let's see here. What else do we have? There's a something D down in Denver.
Okay. Little D.
That was from
Dallas' defense shrivels and lost to Broncos.
903 couldn't buck the trend. Cowboys defense continues to suck. all those are pretty strong, and I think there's a couple of more. Let's see there in the 817.
Cowboys get nixed. I like that one.
That's a good one. That is good.
Yeah, I like that. Kicked in the nicks in the 903.
Kicked in the nicks.
And the 469 Bonnie Blue Star D gets crushed.
Hard to argue with that.
Oh, hey.
Hard to argue with that one.
Yeah. It was a total gangbang up there.
Okay.
What?
Gosh, have some cooth about you.
In the post-game locker room,
You're right.
I mean, the Broncos,
the media horde.
They have like the choo-choo train sounds working in there.
Come on, ride the
in
train.
Their victory locker room. Yeah, on the R.J. Harvey touchdown to start the game.
Yeah.
What I can't even imagine having to be a coach and sit through that and ask all 11 players, what were you thinking on this play? And that's a play that Quinn Miners, I mean, he completely just emasculates Shamar James, totally throws him like bouncer style out of the club.
Yeah.
And then he gets a chip on somebody else.
He's going downfield.
And then he hits Clowney for good measure, even though Clowney was like 30 yards behind the play. Sam Williams is upfield. Mozzie's turned up. Murray's blocked like way down the field. And Shamar James is totally destroyed. And that makes it 7-3. And by the way, the 7-3 situation, like we talk about Shoddy and we've referenced it. Shoddy has been how they would describe it as cowardly on fourth downs this year.
Well, I will say this. So I've got, matter of fact, the decisions pulled up.
Okay, can you start? I want to start with the first decision, which is you get the interception and then you screw around on the goal line. You can't be kicking field goals. That's a go-forward situation. If you don't get it, hey, Bo Nix, take the ball at the 5-yard line. You'll probably light us up. But I'll take my chances. I'm not settling for 3 there to start the game.
Okay, it's first quarter, 10:36 on the clock. It's fourth and six at the Denver six. It's actually closer to 7 yards, they say, 6.8.
Okay? After a bogus false start penalty.
Coach's decision is field goal. Recommendation, go for it, 2.4%.
Wow, okay. I wasn't even expecting the numbers to reflect that, but just knowing what we know about the Cowboys and knowing their defense, it just felt like know your team.
Yeah.
We're not kicking a field goal here. You just got gifted an interception to start the game. You have got to go for it there.
49.2% go for it, 46.8% kick the field goal at that point.
So the fourth and six... In the third quarter was the one that I thought was fourth. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Fourth no and question. Six. Okay.
That was the worst one.
That was bad.
Fourth and six. Okay, this is interesting. They went the fourth and six in the third with 3:25 left.
Yeah.
They say that's a toss up. He punted. They say it's toss up by 0.8%. 6.9% go for it. 4.2% kick the field goal.
Oh, even kick a field goal there?
Yeah, kick a field goal was.
I mean, I was a little upset we did not get the Brandon Aubrey.
It was 6.9, go for it, 6.1 punt, and then 4.2 kick a field goal.
Yeah, you can't be punting.
What about fourth and one at your 29 with 2:25 to play in the first half?
The coach's decision was punt. It's punt by 0.1. So. So
that's basically a toss up.
Yeah. So
but again,
it was,
knowing your team, it was like understanding the situation.
Go for it. It was punt 4.2%. Go for it. 14.2% punt. 14.1% go is what that one was.
All right. Shoddy said in the presser last hour, I guess there are going to be changes. That has to be one of them, just from an organizational standpoint. You know, once they have scored 20 points on us in any half, we're going to assume they're just going to keep on scoring. That was seven plays and 72 yards in a minute and a half for Denver to put the game out of reach.
There's points. I mean, and I almost did this yesterday because I did it in the two games, the Carolina game. It was I tweeted out. I go, you're getting to the point in the game where you can't punt, This is like early in the third quarter. You're getting to the point in the game where you just can't punt. You know, you got to go for every fourth down that comes up. And then if everybody asks, well, why the hell did you do it? Then you say, well, have you watched my defense play here?
I didn't think we could stop anybody.
Yeah. I mean, just be honest with everybody. It's, hey, I'm not going to sit there and tell you that, you know, I have faith that we're going to get a stop.
What's the limitation on that? Is it 8 yards where you're like, okay, we'll go ahead and punt here. Our probability's too low.
I think
it
is situation. Like in the first half, if the game's like competitive, you know, I'm not just going to go for, fourth and eight at my own 20-yard line necessarily.
Yeah, a lot of it is where you are, but I think that you, from the start of the game, you have to understand the world that you're living in with this defense. Like you don't necessarily have to let the game come to you to figure out that your defense sucks every week. Mm-hmm. You know, to start that game, I'm glad the numbers even reflect it. They should have gone for it. On that first drive after the interception, they get right down there towards the goal line. I didn't think the numbers would even reflect that, but just knowing the team, Schottenheimer's going to have to get that figured out. He's got a little bit too much Pete Punk Carroll inside of his body. So you have Dobbins and Harvey combining for $157. They avoid the obvious passing situations. Bo Nix took just 6 of his 29 dropbacks on third down. And they were not even having to get to third down.
I think they were
2 of 3 of third down at halftime. Sorry, Brian.
No promise. I was interrupting you. The thing that we didn't talk about in the game or talk about in the pre-game or up to the game was Troy Franklin. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was more about
the Chupacabras.
It was more about like Cortland Sutton, and it was about Mims and Pat Bryan. And I mean, none of us really talked about what Troy Franklin was doing.
Well, Bo Nix targeted Tryquez Bridges 13 times throughout the game.
Yeah.
102 yards, 2 touchdowns, 5 first downs. It was basically, I don't care who's lined up on him. He could be Franklin. He could be Bryant. He could be anyone. And we're going to go ahead and target him there. Almost a yard and a half before contact. 5.1 yards after contact. So
this is a team that told us the first month of the season, we like our corners. We're getting healthy. We're going to be all right.
Yeah, and we'll be able to stop the run, no problem.
There's nothing to like about this defense right now. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. An edition of Football's Finest here on a Cowboys Monday is in the books. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. A totally different trade discussion than we would like to have, but one that is still quite juicy. And we want your thoughts on it coming up next here on 105.3 The
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fam. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Fred Davis already on fire. Fan After Dark coming up from 8 to 11. He's fired up that you kids don't realize how big the Monica Lewinsky story was back in the day.
Oh, we did. I mean, we used to make jokes about that even when I was growing up. I think it's the Blake Elliott generation.
Yes, I have some sound of Blake from over the weekend that we'll play at some point this week. That is it's jarring and it's hilarious all at the same time.
Cannot wait, and I'm not surprised. Pure entertainment, that show, Fan After Dark, coming up in the evening. We've got the Cowboys Hour coming up from 7 to 8, and we'll find out here before too long who Brad Champ's cooking with tonight. Segment is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, proud sponsor of the Expressway, the On-Time Experts. How much are you thinking about selling right now? Jerry Jones said last night that it hasn't crossed his mind as of now. I would imagine a loss to Arizona would push that into it's clearly the best case scenario. At 4-4-1, you can justify it like, hey, we just got to get right here at the deadline and maybe be buyers. But Tim Kalishaw, morning news headline today, I think he's spot on. After hitting the George Pickens jackpot, it's time for Cowboys to trade him away. And wow.
This is crazy, huh? A couple weeks after we might have had this discussion.
Yeah.
Got dragged through the mud for it.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's wild.
It's out there, you know. And
well, Tim's going to get drugged through the mud now.
Yeah,
for sure.
He is.
Yeah. For sure. But I think you can see right now, like, this much offense isn't a winning strategy. And that's what the sub headline says. The notion of winning by scoring at least 30 points every game is a failed exercise. It's time to get the defense help. Now, you could say right now, oh, you just played Denver. It's the number one defense. Yeah. But you can see that the offense isn't good enough because of the lack of protection for Dak Prescott. Like, if this was a great offensive line, that I think scoring 35 to 40 points per game would be possible. But you're not going to make that offensive line that good in one offseason. And besides, you need your resources to make this defense better. If you could get a one right now for George Pickens, it would be the greatest flip in NFL trade history, moving to three for the guy and then a couple of months into the season moving him for a one. And I think George Pickens would be worth that to a team right now. I mean, he's so good. A couple of weeks ago, I actually, just for a thought exercise, argued that you should trade CeeDee Lamb instead of George Pickens. Pickens is unbelievable. He's Yeah, an absolute bull out there with the inability to tackle this guy. I think he takes pride in that. He catches the ball. There's multiple dudes around him. He's like, I'm not going down. I'm going to hit you in the head while everybody's trying to tackle me. The contact balance, the power, the leverage that he has, he's been blessed by God. And he has not been hurt throughout his career to an extent that he's had to miss games. So that being said, there's no way the Cowboys would actually trade CeeDee Lamb, right?
They're not trading either of these guys.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They're not. They don't sell. They're not selling. The Cowboys will never be a seller. The best way to spin this is, it's not selling, but can you kind of do both? Could you flip a Pickens, or even if it's like an Osa, you know, or a Diggs, or name the player, and then get back? You know, can these players be part of a trade, but then you're also now getting back? So it's kind of, you're kind of doing both. You're selling, but you're buying. Because the Cowboys have just never been a team that's going to sell. And even if they lose to Arizona, I think it's even more so Jerry, the ultimate salesman that he is going to be even more incentivized to try and make a move to try and generate some more excitement and life into this thing.
You know what team I would call? And we're doing radio here, right?
Yeah.
You know the team I would call?
Buffalo?
No. I call the team you just played.
I don't think Denver...
I call the Denver Broncos. They are. Think about having a receiver like Pickens on that to help that quarterback, and with their running game and the way that their defense plays,
yeah,
they would be really, really hard to deal with if they have that ability that they have somebody other than Sutton that catches the football. You know, Mims. You have him out there. Pat Bryant, I know they really, really, really like, and they want to get him more involved. He looks like a great player.
You just had Troy Franklin break out.
Yeah, I would.
I just don't know that the need's really there for them. Like, I'm with you. I think it would be awesome. I just don't know how aggressive
that move right there would probably, because they're kind of a team up until the Dallas game. If you watch them, they're in a lot of tight games. They're in a lot of close games. If you look at how they've played this season. Man, to me, you throw a guy like George Pickens that could just, the way you guys were describing him, mm-hmm. run after catch and all that, the vertical game with him, the way that quarterback looked like he was throwing the ball down the field, you know, that might be a team. If I was Sean Payton, I would look at adding a guy like that because their defense is championship worthy.
I wouldn't mind that. You know, you get him out of the conference, but at the same time, I wouldn't hesitate to trade him even inside the division if I could get him going to a team that is likely to be picking inside the top half of the draft. Like, I'd much rather send him to New York.
Yeah, but see,
mm-hmm.
I think it's Buffalo.
No,
I think Buffalo thinks that, agreed. Much like last year, and they're in the market.
How about
now
New England?
For a wide receiver. New England's another one. Those two teams. Who are they've been searching for a number one wideout. Buffalo made the trade for Amari last year. I think they'd be willing to give up a one, honestly, for him because he's been that good. And they probably think they are like a Pickens away from possibly getting to be over the top in the AFC.
I just would love to see them make a firm decision on what they want to be and go for it either way. I know Wolchuk says they're not going to sell.
I just don't believe they ever will.
They sold Micah Parsons 9 weeks ago.
Yeah, because their feelings got hurt. Let's not pretend that that was like a planned thing.
Okay.
Instead of standing pat or doing little thing here or there, like go all in with the buy,
yeah,
or go all in with the sell.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be spinning your wheels here in the middle. I just hope they make a strong decision either way and get aggressive on sell or buy.
Which is why I'd love to go all in, and you're keeping Pickens, and I'm also trying to buy here at the deadline, and I'm trying to get this roster as good as I can.
Yeah, defensive linemen that can hunt the passer and also stop the run, and I do want to say that I think George Pickens is top 10 on my list of favorite Cowboys to ever watch play.
Yeah, he's
might
incredible.
Be top five.
And to sit down and talk with. He's a blast.
Yeah, he was great. Hopefully they re-sign him and we get to catch back up with him, you know, next year in Oxnard, California. I know he would probably hate going to Buffalo or New England, considering what he said about how much he likes the South and the weather and everything that DFW has going on. Jay Glazer reporting the Cowboys called about Max and Trey Hendrickson. That was his Sunday scoop, and they were rebuffed on that. And we'll have more coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. A C-note still in store here. Cowboys News of the Evening is coming up in the final hour. But before we get there, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup. Okay. We're Lucius.
Okay. Now you do that there. New Orleans Baton Rouge. That's how they say it. Baton Rouge. How you do that there?
G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Paul, Little Paul. I go by a whole lot of names. They call me a lot of names, but only a few to my face. I'll tell you that. Lucius Alexander on Facebook if you want to hit me up, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day number two, going for three of this champion audio. Comes from our very own show right here. Zach Wolchuk, lost in the moment, repeat offender. What are you doing, sir?
This year, and we'll worry about 2026 when we get there. DeMarvian Overshown with a clarification about 20 minutes ago. That knee brace that he's wearing, it's an accessory, not a necessity, says DeMarvian Overshown on Twitter, if you were wondering.
Yeah, I think they're just testing some equipment is what they're doing.
It's a pretty sweet-looking brace.
Yes. Yeah.
But I always get nervous when I see my players with braces on.
Yeah, I get that. Especially Rebels look crazy.
How much do those slow you down?
Doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
I mean, look at offensive linemen wear them for knee protection.
Well, Overshown just tweeted 30 minutes ago, the knee brace is an accessory, not a necessity.
Sweet. Wow. Breaking news. I love that.
So that's
show worthy.
That's a different
That's show worthy.
That's a different type of thought.
Such
now.
A beast.
Scoop Wolchuk, dropping in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear when I just rejoined the conversation. In that moment, I was not paying attention at all with what you had said previously.
Got a lot going on.
But you responded to it first.
Yeah.
Then you gave an update.
That was a great sell, like I knew what was going on.
You got to double down sometimes.
Yeah. That's wild, man.
That's how I looked over at Dawson like, did he just do that for real?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's radio classic. One of my favorite moments of the show.
They just had Tom Brady on TV on Fox Sports 1 doing an interview of some sort. Probably a replay of, you know, whatever. We all forgot about the Tom Brady kissing his son, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
They're lips on the
family.
Lips with your son is crazy, fam.
He called him back.
Yeah, he said, get back over here.
Get back over here.
That peck wasn't enough.
6 seconds on the lips, bro, is a wild time with your son.
Yeah. Awkward as hell.
And he was getting a massage, too, at the same time. Get over here.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel bad for that son. Okay. Yeah, he's going to get crucified. Eighth, ninth grade.
The 5 second rule means something a little different in the Brady household.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right, let's see here. I'm just go down this list. Terry Bradshaw, NFL on Fox.
This is just
time to go.
QB Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
About time to go.
He gets pretty vulnerable this week here. Listen.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back. And I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs. But it sounded good. I should have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't really
Keep in mind, Michael Strahan's face is the most perturbed, confused, disgusted face that you've ever seen on television.
He went from Washington to Andy Reid to selling pigs. None of this had anything. I guess, like, the old mascot, maybe.
Man, I thought week 7 was bad for TB. We might have to cut this midseason.
It's getting rough for Terry, and it stinks.
Nah, don't cut it, bro. I love it.
Yeah, I
don't know what to say. It's a content gold mine.
Yeah, I love it.
Might be
bro.
A CTE gold mine too.
I love it.
Terry Corso was trending on Twitter on Sunday.
Oh,
damn,
yes.
Terry
Corso. It's a headline for you.
Got him.
Oh no.
Just don't have him doing the highlights.
No,
just, but have him in there. I need him in there.
The presence.
Or have him do highlights. Hey,
more content. Just have the little. We have Krusty's corner. Just have the CTE corner with Gronk and Bradshaw.
Oh, jeez. All right, so there's some Oklahoma player out there talking crazy to Lane Kiffin during the game.
Oh hell yeah.
Lane Kiffin got his get back at the end.
Yeah.
Young man, come here. Let me talk to you real quick.
Coach Kiffin.
Quieter now than before.
Oh, are you talking?
Oh, she's messy. She said, oh.
What are you doing?
Oh.
Quieter now.
Coach
Kiffin. Quieter now than before.
Oh, are you talking a little bit to Oklahoma's players?
This guy yelled at me like during the game like 5 times how great they were and we can't score on them.
But your quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss, did. What kind of statement did he make with how he played against this defense that was much hyped headed into this game?
Yeah, this is a great defense. There's one of the best players in the country right there. So.
Yeah, their edge was walking by then.
This is a fun back and forth between these two schools. You had the, they're stealing signs bit leading up to this game, and then this post-game interaction. This is fun between Ole Miss and
OU. And then after the game, you had Brent Venables talking about how, like, his team was better. They just didn't execute.
Yeah.
And then they ask Lane Kiffin about that, and he goes on a long spiel just eviscerating that
particular
quote. I
hope Kiffin
quote.
And Venables stay there for a while.
Yeah.
This can be fun.
Kiffin's incredible.
You're a lot quieter now.
Yeah.
Likewise. So without seeing that one on the video, where was the fan he was talking about?
No,
was
it was the player.
It was a player.
He was like, walked up close to him while he was doing the post-game interview with the sideline reporter.
Coach Kiffin.
Oh, you're quieter now.
Oh,
you're
quieter now.
Yeah, he's off camera.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Let's see what else we got for you boys. And the Tolos, too. For sure, you Tolos. It's for you, really. High school football, Nashville, Tennessee. We got Brentwood Academy, Father Ryan. This is not one. I just want you to hear it.
Okay.
Winner. I just want you to hear it because this is crazy. First of all, they are too calm to be calling a football game with this much energy in the background. Yeah, Father Ryan kid got an INT and got lit up on the blind side. You can tell. As a defensive player,
you seen this? It.
Yeah, boy, he got lit.
Helmet
flew off. I think he got de-cleated. It was just ridiculous. You know, he's a defensive player. He's not used to keeping that head on a swivel. Right. He's used to doing the hunting. Mm-hmm. He was the hunted in this one. Oh, my gosh.
Jenkins all day. Ooh. Floats that one up into triple coverage, intercepted by the Irish. Has some running room.
First of all, you see how calm this is? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
That was an interception, bro. He's got all day to throw. Goal. Oh, there's an interception. Don Cornelius, a broadcaster.
Jenkins all day. Ooh. Floats that one up into triple coverage. Intercepted by the Irish. Has some running room. 45. Gets across it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I think he fumbled. The Brentwood Academy has it. My goodness. They're going to take a look at him, and we'll stop for just a second.
Ooh, my goodness. They didn't even know he fumbled till later. I think he fumbled. Yeah, unless that was his arm. I don't know which one that was.
That was a body part
of
football.
Is that a body part of a football, fam?
Golly, yeah, that hit. It was like one of them Eric Hipples.
Was it Eric Hipple
that
hit?
That helmet is still coming down.
My read on the volume or the lack of energy from those guys, what do you think brought us? They're right next to the coaches.
Yeah.
And that would make sense.
They're trying to be kind of respectful and keep it down and
kind of quiet, and it's a little embarrassing. You don't want to say the wrong thing, and then now somebody said something to you.
Yeah. Yep.
I could see it.
Especially if they're losing.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't want to be too critical.
They're trying to talk with the other coaches down on the sideline in their headsets. You don't want to be bleeding over. It's my read. Otherwise, they need new play-by-play guys.
I think you got them right.
Nailed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in that situation a few times.
In the triple coverage, intercepted by the Irish, has some running room, 45, gets across it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're like, oh gosh. I don't want to be too loud. It's like a golf.
I think he fumbled. The Brooklyn Academy has it.
He fumbled.
Oh my goodness.
Lowest energy play-by-play clip.
Yes, it is. And yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to you if you did, man, because there's a blessing out here for you. There is. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Now, this is a petty situation. All of this over a missed hug.
Oh, no.
A missed hug. Could it be a misunderstanding? But you didn't have to do this in front of the church.
But I want to make a correction on this morning. I was speaking with Mahogany on this morning, and Mahogany kind of gave me a different...
Don't say my name.
No.
Don't say my name.
...hug than she normally does. Amen. And you know what? We're not going to have that in the body of Christ. The Word of God tells us that open rebuke is better than secret love. So we can't have that up in this house on this morning. Amen. So if you want to just go ahead and do what you got to do today, we're going to do that. We tried to talk about it, but you didn't want to talk about it. But I'm just going to expose it and let you know I know how you feel. Amen. So we're just going to get rid of all of that on this morning. So if you need to excuse yourself, I'm going to go ahead and permit you to do that on this morning. But if not, you just go ahead and sing for the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right.
Wow.
All right. I just don't like fake stuff. Amen.
Oh, no.
And God has told me to clean up his house. Amen. We're not going to have that kind of behavior in God's house.
Uh-oh. Sound like Mahogany.
You said my hug was funny, and this is what you did? Are you sure it was a hug,
that's
fam? Good.
That's
or is this
pretty...
already loaded? I feel like he was loaded already.
Who's the toxic one? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Oof. You talk about those overthinkers.
Everyone in the congregation's like, yeah.
Man, that hug's been burning her up for the last 45 minutes. She couldn't wait to get up there and call her out for it. Poor Mahogany.
That's crazy. Poor Mahogany. All right, man, that's it, bro.
Yeah, sometimes I come in for a half hug just because I don't want to be a creep. You know, and you, I guess you can interpret that. But
she didn't like that. I think she's lying. I think she ain't like Mahogany already. Yeah. She used that hug.
She's just looking for something.
So energy. Shut up.
I think Mahogany had an outfit on. She probably didn't approve.
Been gossiping maybe about Mahogany.
Maybe. That's yes.
Bad. Mahogany was looking 10 out of 10 yesterday.
Yeah.
Nailed absolutely it. Scoop Woolchuck's our champ, two looking for three. Terry Bradshaw with the CTE and the hog story talking about, I guess that was part of their Washington and Kansas City preview for tonight. You got Lane Kiffin. You got the missed hug there. I'm gonna vote for Bradshaw myself today, Chief. How about you?
Give me the champ.
Well, Lucius?
Shoot, man. At Nashville High School. Mm. It wasn't one,
low
but
energy,
I'm gonna
pick it. Low energy, you're gonna
yeah,
pick it?
Yeah.
I did
man,
like
they just
too
scored again.
We're tied at one, Woolchuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the football/golf broadcast as well.
Brian?
You know what? I like the ones that he throws out there that's not one for voting, but I'm going to vote for it. Yeah.
Okay, we got 3-1 to wow one, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. I didn't wow even know we could vote for it at
no
the time.
No, we can vote for it if you want.
Okay, let's stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
All right.
Lucius voted for it. We're good.
Yeah. Hey, man, number, what was it? Number 21 for the Denver Broncos. They see he's got the most the
yeah
penalties.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Riley Moss.
Riley Moss. They were saying, yo, this guy's got the most penalties of all time. Then he got like two penalties in a row. He was looking at his hands like, what do you mean? All right, let's get into a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a show.
Bah.
It'll make you dance some
everything. How you do that there?
Everybody get high.
Baton Rouge.
I went down to Baton Rouge my sophomore year. I'm playing shortstop, and my coach has a rule. You are not allowed to interact with the fans. Don't look at them. Don't smile at them. Don't wave at them. And all game long, I had seen this little boy wearing an LSU shirt up on the heel. Number 15, you're my favorite player. And he had done this the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth inning, and finally on the seventh inning, and I'm like, you know what? Look over at coach. He's not looking. I wave at the little boy. He goes, F*** you, number 15.
Baton Rouge, huh? Hey, this is LA Live for Monday, October 27th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. Monday, Friday vibes is just where I go over some of the things I've seen on the timeline that were trending and whatnot. Didn't have my phone on me like that this weekend, though, so it might be kind of light when it comes to news stories right here. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's greystone-roofing.com. I can ignore that phone, brother.
Oh, watch me.
I'm so good at ignoring
that. We all go to
phone
dinner. I never bring it.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me about no dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I got a story about that later. Waxahachie! Waxahachie, I was in your neck of the woods this weekend for my uncle's retirement birthday party over there.
Wow.
Hanging out in Waxahachie. Did some fishing.
Their downtown's cool.
It's cool. I didn't get to see it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't get to see it. It started raining by the time I was driving over there. It's a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
But yeah, I did some fishing out there on the dock. Smoking some cigars with my cousin. It's crazy to see like how we used to all be kids and now we all have families. Mm. And just it's so
all complaining about them.
It's all crazy. And then we like, you know, our older uncles and things, they over here now just letting us do what we want to do. Like, we set up the vibes. They just there. They pass down the trophy. It's crazy. I love it, though, man. Had a great time. Had the whole family drinking Corralejo.
Nice.
Yep. There was one moment I looked over in the party, and I was like, man, it sure is crazy in here. And I seen them bottles of Corralejo were empty.
Why'd it get so loud in here?
So y'all have kind of turned up some. Mm-hmm. Empty bottles of Corralejo and Uncle Nearest all around this place. But when I first pulled up to the ranch in Waxahachie, they were watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Oh, the first one?
It's a damn party, folks. We're watching Guardians of the Galaxy in the afternoon on a Saturday. An American tradition in America is to watch college football on a Saturday.
Yeah.
They were watching Guardians of the Galaxy with the volume down.
I was like,
oh my gosh, this place is so boring.
Yeah.
We need to wake this damn thing up.
You get the job done?
I did.
The bottles out.
I did. It was my turn now. It's my turn. Yeah, I turned on some college football. I had to take some charge, put that on the telly.
Lead from the front.
Yeah, it was good. And let me see. We had a celebrity there, a local celebrity. You ever seen this guy on Instagram that goes, if you from Dallas, and then he'll like name something from Dallas. If you from Dallas, you eat Big T pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there, man.
Wow.
I think his name is Dallas Nuke or something like that. Dallas Shout out to Nuke. You, bro. All
right.
Yeah, well, isn't that? It's pretty cool.
Crush it, too.
Yeah, see if I can get him in my algo here.
Yeah. If you from Dallas, he had a big, beautiful truck. Maybe want to throw mine away. You know, I've been not paying any payments on my truck. I've been keeping it like that. It's nice and low-key. Nobody wears about me in this truck.
Yeah.
You might see my fishing poles hanging out the back and some dogs hanging out the back.
Yeah, most
cops are not bothering you when you got that vibe going on.
Yeah.
Even if your sticker's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, let that man cook on a Saturday afternoon. He's got fishing poles and dogs. The man's just trying to live his
life.
That's
a responsible family man over there. You could be driving away from a bar at 2:30 in the morning in that truck. They'd be like, oh, this guy's sober.
He's fine. He's so low-key, man. Yeah, so I like that little vibe right there. I want to get with that. But one thing that did happen that Saturday night, which was really cool, I got to watch the Versus battle with all my family.
Okay.
All of my family. The Versus battle, the Cash Money versus No Limit Versus battle. First of all, let me say, mwah, chef's kiss, bro. It was done very, very nice. It was nostalgic to see all my rap heroes from 99 and 2000s up there competing. Master P still jogging in place when he raps. It's pretty nice, man. Kind of wish it was in New Orleans so the vibe would be right because I felt like the Vegas crowd just wasn't giving enough. They were trying to, you know, they was in the box, but they weren't giving it enough, in my opinion, man. So that would have turned it up a little bit more.
They get C-Murder out for it?
They did not get C-Murder. Snoop Dogg did show up, though.
Oh, cool.
Snoop Dogg was in the building. He owes it to Master P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big solid. He did him.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Yeah. When Death Row was trying to get rid of Snoop, take him off this planet, he went down to New Orleans and hid up under Master P.
Is that how that happened?
Hit him. Took care of that man. Yeah, we got some classics out of that, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we got some classics. You would think that Cash Money, because they have more commercial hits, would probably just win this. Would it be a sweep? But no. No Limit has the streets. It was beautiful, man. I looked on that stage and I seen all type of people from the past with No Limits, you know, repertoire and whatnot, still showing up for Master P. Even Big Boz, he's like 60-some-odd years old with his shirt off dancing on the stage. Yeah! I said, they still got P's back. Romeo was there. And you go look on the Cash Money Brothers side, it wasn't that many. It's because Birdman is toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because Birdman is a toxic individual.
Respect.
And Master P was like an entrepreneur that like shared the wealth.
Yeah.
You know, the money didn't go to the record label.
Yeah.
It's all kept in house. I'd show loyalty for that.
Yeah, yeah. Lil Wayne wasn't there.
Oh,
Turk wasn't there. Even Birdman has something to say about that.
I just was trying to do something different in the game. I had started this young. I was a young man trying to get some money. And not being in the streets. And
streets.
I met BG. I met Wayne. I met Juvie. I met Turk. Shout out to Turk, you little bitch. You ain't here, but f*** you. We gon' f*** with you when we won't f*** with you. You heard me?
Don't go off script.
Cash Money ain't gonna never die. Long as I'm alive, Cash Money ain't gonna never die. Shout out to my NBA young boy, NBA rich gang. Who don't like it?
All right.
We with all the bullshit. Yeah. If you ain't with us, you.
Oh.
P, where you at, bro?
Please, P, where you at? Please get this mic. Please get this mic from me.
Rodeo Ron.
Please.
Got a crash out going on.
My God. He was doing that all night, bro.
Get the mic.
Gosh, man. Yeah, that's what he does, though. Them Cash Money songs, they did not age well, some of them. That bling bling, the beat sounds beautiful, but bling bling, every time I come here around here today, bling bling, it just didn't quite curl when No Limit dropped their song after that. You know, it just didn't quite hit. Cash Money song, I need a hot girl. What you want, boy? I want a hot girl. Oh, did not stand the test of time when it comes to that chop, chop, chopper style. Chopper style, chop, chop, chwop. Beautiful stuff. But Mia X, Master P, Juvie, and Manny Fresh were the MVPs, not to mention there was no Mystical because he's in jail.
Oh, no. He's in jail, too?
Yeah, he's got it. He's got a situation. He's got a problem. He's got a real problem. It was the second time for him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was the second time for him. Here's how Master P cut off Birdman, just to make sure.
It's a Birdman. He started that stunt.
You know I started that stunt.
Well, guess what? I was uptown, too, and I started that one careless show. Oh,
yeah. Where y'all at? I could never turn my back.
P wasn't worried about that boy. He wasn't worried about Birdman, man. But that was good stuff. I got to watch it with the fam. We were all drunk, having a good time. I told him a whole bunch of time I was supposed to be there. Remember, I was supposed to go to Vegas. I kept reminding him, hey, man, I was supposed to be there. They're like, we know. Hey, Highway 287 scares the hell out of me. Y'all familiar with that highway?
Very.
Highway 287 is scary, bro.
Yep.
Give those people some more lanes over there.
It's too tight.
It's too tight, too narrow, and those people be speeding. Yeah. They don't care at all. I mean, there was points where I seen on the highway where there's a cop ahead, and I was thanking God. Oh, thank God, a cop. Slow these fools down.
Yeah.
Slow these fools down.
Especially at night, dude.
They are flying, bro. Some of those roads are 55 on a highway. Some of them are 65, and people are doing 80 in those big, tall trucks, lifted trucks, pushing me on my wife's little car. Crazy stuff, man. And then there's areas of 287 where you had a complete stop sign, and you got to cross over four lanes of real highway. Like, they're going full speed highway. Jeez. And you got a stop sign. You're like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, punch it.
Y'all, you need to do something about 287 over there. That's scary.
The worst thing to me is the highways that have no shoulder. Like, passing an 18-wheeler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I try to hit the slingshot past those things. Because it just takes you. I mean, if they come into your lane 3 feet, you're on the wall between that and an 18-wheeler. I don't know how people can stay relaxed on the side of those.
No, and then you're seeing, like, all the cars that didn't make that turn properly.
Yeah.
You see all their paint.
Yeah, there's skid marks. There's a tire up there.
You see, man.
It's like the wall at Daytona.
That high school kid's helmet sitting on the side right there. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
There was also a very nice Halloween decorated house off of 287. It was at Sardis. Sardis, I just want to give you a shout out. Just want to give you a shout out. It's a beautiful little house you got decorated. Okay. Oh, and a shout out to the Wingstops. Remember I talked about the Wingstops, and every time I fell through the Wingstops, they did not have sports on the television, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Even during big sports days like Sundays and Saturdays.
Yeah, it was like Nickelodeon or something on the TV.
Yes, it was Nickelodeon, 100%. Well, the Wingstops I go to, Irvin, on Beltline, Los Colinas, next to the Tom Thumb. Hey! I've been going there several times since I spoke about it, and every time there's been sports on the television.
They heard you.
They heard me, bro.
The power of the radio.
They got there. There's been sports on there every
time. Probably a memo went out about it.
It probably did. So I want to give you guys a chef's kiss there. Appreciate you, fools. And before I get out of here, I was just talking. I didn't even really do a... Man, I told y'all!
You're having fun. You're vibing.
Yeah, good weekend recap.
I'm in here sweating. I'm in here sweating. It's so hot. We're moving next week, though, right?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's our first day. Thursday next week's going to be our first day over there.
Yeah.
Just got an email.
How's the internet? Are you getting on the internet?
I don't know. We'll see.
Been seeing emails about that.
I haven't gone over there, so might need to make a trip.
Hurricane Melissa, right now, I think she's at Category 5 last time I checked.
Yeah.
Storm headed towards Jamaica.
I know.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'll never forget that Jamaican news clip where the queen died and had those people out there crying. Yeah. Oh, Lord, take me. Not the queen, Lord. Not the queen. Take me. Yep. Big old hurricane headed towards Jamaica right now.
Take me.
Take me. Take me, Lord. Not the queen. I was watching some local news. Well, not local news.
I was just kidding.
Lord, take me. I was watching some coverage of the storm yesterday, and my old lady looked over and asked me, should we go to Jamaica next year for vacation?
Yeah.
God, you don't see them trees falling like this?
The flights will be real.
During the head. Yeah, she's thinking ahead, man. give you a little coverage of this storm coming to Jamaica.
Now, the meteorologists, they're saying that Melissa could even strengthen more, potentially reaching Category 5 status. That's the strongest level on record for Jamaica.
You should be concerned, but
the best way to address anxiety and
is to smoke big weed, man. Smoke as much as you can, man, because here it comes.
Any nervousness and concern is to be prepared.
All right, man. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow with more real content. I'll have real content for you tomorrow. My name is Lucius. I'm black. I holla. I'm all black. That good stuff. Black.
Glorious. There it goes. Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Where are we going next, guys?
All right. Let's do a little daily football fix, shall we? Man, Woody Johnson's getting put on blast. We got crying in the closet. And is the magic already over in the Big Apple? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.